Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was in the Word this morning, and right now we're starting to have droughts across the world and droughts in America. And they say all this rain's coming down, and it's still not meeting the water table needs in the West. And food shortages. They're talking about, you know, potential food shortages and that type of thing. We've talked about that. That's going to be coming if we don't turn to the Lord. Mm. But very specifically, when God's talking to Moses, he says this. He says, if you worship me, this is it. He says, if you worship me, and according to George Barna, 82%, somewhere around there, of regular attending church attenders, people that go get with their gatherings once every 2 weeks, believe that worship is about them. So we're not talking, he's not talking about because you sing a great song and have fireworks going off and Mercedes-Benz riding across the stage, which could be, I guess, I don't know. But that's really defeating to somebody that just has a banjo or something. It's like, I don't know if my worship is good or not. No. But in the context of that, this is what he says. He says, if you worship, means you worth, God's worth your worship. God's worth your worship. That he says he'll do something very distinctly. Very distinctly. He says, I will bless your food and I'll bless your water. Hmm. Think about that.
Wow.
I'll bless your food and I'll bless your water. Why are we experiencing drought? Why are we experiencing food shortages? Well, 82% of us, approximately, according to George Barna, that go regularly. I mean, we're very religiously going to church, that we're worshiping ourselves. We think the music's about us. We got all an attitude because the beat don't, the song's not, or it's, I got to get, you know, it's like, it ain't even about you.
Yeah.
But look at our food. Our food, it's like, at the same time, we're saying, Lord, I want you to bless this food before we eat it. And he's like, well, I want you to worship me. Hmm. Well, I want you to bless the food. I'll bless the food. I mean, even if you don't even bow your head over your meal that night, if you worship me that morning, I'll bless the food. But you're more called up religiously and thinking, I got to bow my head over this plate of food, when all along, you're not even worshiping him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we just got to worship him. And this is what he says. Moses, listen, tell the people, if they worship me, if they worship me, I will bless their food. In other words, the ability to the soil in America to be the breadbasket of the world again will begin to happen. The droughts will go. Think about it. All of a sudden, we have food again. The bee shortage, all of a sudden, the cross-pollination of the bees that's given us the tasty part of our foods and all that kind of stuff. This is a shortage. What's going on? All we have to do is worship God. And it's worship him, not ourselves, not our organizations, not our worship leaders, not our ministers. Worship Jesus.
Right.
Worship Jesus. And then he says, then I'll bless their water. I mean, think about it. Drinking water comes from the ground. Think about it, or the rain, and goes into the ground, and you have these aquifers and all these things going on. It's like they're drying up. Mm. Well, maybe the Lord's saying, well, my worship has dried up. Mm-hmm. You're not worshiping me anymore. Yes, you're bowing your head over that plate of food, but you're not raising your voice and your hands to me. You're not raising your instruments to me. You're not acknowledging me. You're not worshiping me, which to me means if we don't get worship right, we just began to experience a food shortage. It hasn't even touched the surface of it yet. And water shortages. Because if it's this far along already, if that much rain can come down in California that it just drenches and pushes houses over because it's so much rain, and they say we're still way behind in water provision.
Catch a clue.
When Florida, Southern Florida, is saying we're having water shortages. When Georgia was so dry, they had to go out and they repented and before God and said, dear God, send rain. Mm-hmm. And he did. But they were actually having to take the water from Northern Florida to be able to, you know, it's like, come on. And wouldn't that be interesting, just like Israel, if that your state, your city, your county, your region that you live in, your aquifers that provide you water, mm-hmm. because you choose in your own community, in your schools, in your county, in your city, and your state legislators, say, you know what? We're going to worship God. We're going to bless this grant. We're going to say, God is yours, and just worship him. Mm-hmm. And guess what? All of a sudden, people come to the well of your aquifers that God blesses us to get the water. But then you got to say, well, yours can be blessed too. If you want your food blessed and you want your water blessed, you need to worship God. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to even more detail, even your family's blessed. And it's like, my goodness, we got to get worship right. And it can't be, think about it, we got more music going on than you could even imagine.
That's right.
But the food, where's the food? Mm-hmm. Where's the water? And why are these droughts coming in? And it's like, we got music. Music's not worship. Worship's worship. A worship could be a 92-year-old woman sitting in her chair, rocking back and forth, and all of a sudden a song just comes out of her heart and gets released, you know, mm-hmm. without any instruments at all. It could be a badly played harpsichord or what do you call that thing that?
Accordion.
Accordion for years. It could be a piano, an organ that's, you know, it's got four notes out. Or it could be an excellent instrument, but it's just worship comes out of our heart. It could be a tambourine with Miriam on the other side of the Red Sea in the middle of the desert, beating on a tambourine and God just showing up. So it's not about music, because we've got more music and more ability to get music out. We're streaming it and playing it and downloading it. They're practically giving it away today if you just sign up for some program. Every song that's ever been written before. But the question is, do we have worship? And this is what the Lord said to me in his word this morning. This is what he told Moses, and he just resounded to me because I'm seeing the shortages increase now and the droughts coming in. He said, if you worship me, tell the people, Moses, if you worship me, I will bless your food and I'll bless your water. Let's worship the Lord. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences too as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.